Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The 2000 election showed that the middle class understands that the new trend toward what is called globalization means the free movement of labor as well as goods across borders. And that is the enemy of well-paid American jobs. U.S. workers are repeatedly told that we must be competitive in order to be successful in a global economy. But the fact is that even if U.S. workers give up their pensions, health care, and all the employment benefits that have become the norm in America, there is no way they can be competitive with the very cheap labor in Asia, such as the Chinese, who work for 30 cents an hour. Even Robert Reich, Bill Clinton's labor secretary, asks, how long and should the U.S. continue to subsidize the rest of the world? Republicans should listen attentively to the campaign messages of the Democrats who won last November. Sherrod Brown, who defeated Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio, promised, in the U.S. Senate, I want to revamp U.S. trade policy to reward corporations that create jobs at home. The man who defeated Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, Bob Casey, said he opposes unfair trade laws that put U.S. workers at a disadvantage. Jim Webb, who defeated Senator George Allen of Virginia, said, we must reexamine our tax and trade policies so that free trade becomes fair trade. Ben Cardin, who was elected to the open U.S. Senate seat in Maryland, said, we must stop further discrimination against American workers. The Democrats are full of rhetoric, but they don't have any solutions. If Republicans want to take back Congress in 2008, they will have to find solutions other than the tiresome mantras that we should improve our educational system and be more competitive with cheap labor abroad. The winners will be those who make friends with the middle class.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be misquoted and used against you, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I grew up listening to the radio. I listened to a lot of radio when I was a kid, particularly the old, and I didn't care about, my grandmother listened to sitcoms, Houseboat Hannah and The Guiding Light, you know. I didn't care about that. I waited until Fibber McGee and Molly and The Great Gildersleeve came on. I know I'm talking way over the heads of 90% of our listeners, Jeff, but there's some folks out there that know what I'm talking about. But anyway, the old radio people, everything was live back in those days. They didn't have decent recording equipment, and there was one show, and I don't remember what it was, but they always ended by saying, "Keep them cards and letters coming. Keep them cards, them, bad English, not coming, coming. Keep them cards and letters coming, okay?" Well, today it's emails, and I get cards and letters also, but I don't have time to read every email. I do scan the biggest part of them, and once in a while I save one or two, and once in a while I use some on the air. But still, enjoy that, and I do want you to keep them emails a-coming, all right? I want to quote one of our email arrivals this morning here. Derry, they listened to us in Utah. He said, "I seem to agree with everything you say, with the exception of shooting the coon in the chicken house with the 12-gauge. That really screws up the hide and makes it unusable." This fellow says he's a Mormon, a retired in law enforcement, and he goes on and talks about some other things that he does, and he makes some excellent comments on being prepared. And I'm going to save those comments until we have some of our other guests back on the air. But anyway, he said, use a 22 on those coons in the chicken house, save the hide, learn tanning. That'll make a good trade skill in the future. You know, you have to aim at 22. You just point a 12-gauge. Makes all the difference in the world.
You need 22 with birdshot in it.
Oh, not to kill a coon.
Well, if you just, by the way, keep pulling the trigger.
No, you know birdshot isn't any good anymore.
Didn't know that.
Yes. I was going to shoot sparrows.
With a 22.
22 birdshot.
Right.
And I thought, well, why can't I hit those things? It's amazing. So I put up a target, and it at 10 feet, it wasn't doing anything. And we used to shoot pigeons out of a hayloft. You know, farmers wouldn't let you, didn't, and we were smart enough to know not. You didn't shoot in a barn with a regular 22 that it'd puncture the roof. But we used to shoot pigeons out of off of the hay track in a hayloft with birdshot and get them. And
they don't make birdshot like they used to.
We couldn't find any. I couldn't find any that would work. And we bought several boxes of different kinds. If somebody's out there that tells me when you can get good birdshot, it's got to be, I want to be able to, you know, do some damage. You're not going to shoot through a piece of tin, but I wanted to do some damage at, say, 30 feet, and they don't do it anymore. Anyhow,
before we get away from that, you can email Derry by going to his website, DerryBrownfield.com. To keep those emails coming, they got to know how to email you.
Okay.
DerryBrownfield.com.
Then you can spell Derry for them because people have no idea how you say. They can spell Jerry. They can spell Harry. They can spell Larry. They can spell Mary. They can spell Contrary. But they can't spell Derry.
That's D as in dog, D-E-R-R-Y.
That's good enough. Okay, here's another one I'm going to share with you very quickly, and then we've got so much stuff to talk about. This is from a listener. Most of our presidential candidates are showing stupidity again. We all know Social Security is going to be insolvent in a few years because Congress has already spent the money. We also know that Congress does not want to join Social Security, as they'd have to fix it or else go down with it. So most presidential candidates want a commission to study the problem. This is equivalent to having a group of people standing outside a corral poking sticks at a cow to see how healthy she is and then telling the farmer she looks okay without seeing if there's enough hay, grain, or water to keep the animal alive. The United States needs more commissions like we need more illegal aliens. This would just be another group of the unwilling and the unknowing doing the unnecessary. Now, one more email, and this lady says, this is poetic. Going back in the closet, back across the border, back to the Bible and constitutional order. Back to the wisdom down on the farm, back to the founders and Derry's charm. Did you get that? I hope Beth heard that. She doesn't really know how charming I can be. But anyhow, here's one more. I need this one. Thanks for having Derry ask Ron Paul about the war on drugs. It answered some questions for me. What I took from it was very moral and went on the side of freedom. He is not advocating drug use, just as self-discipline necessary to stay off drugs. Makes sense to me if you had to force everybody to stay off of drugs or alcohol, you couldn't hire a police force large enough to enforce it. Good segment. I'm a Rush 24/7 member and seriously considering not... Do you know what a Rush 24/7 is?
I don't know the details, but it sounds like they really like Rush Limbaugh.
Maybe he says... not renewing my membership. Maybe they send money in or something.
Well, I think there are subscriptions they get to his Ditto Cam and other features for members.
Okay. Anyway, I get more information from you guys in Rush. Differently spirited debate. Thanks again. Keep up the good work. Now, going back to what he was talking about, what Ron Paul said Friday about, and he said it right, Richard Mack. I remember when Richard Mack was talking about, he said, we should make drugs legal. Well, that immediately gives the mass people the idea that, oh, making drugs legal, that means we're going to think it's all right to use drugs. Ron Paul said it differently. He said, we want to stop the war on drugs. In other words, he wants to stop spending all the money. It's up to the people. They're going to take drugs or they're not. And, it's just going to have to be a matter of self-discipline like it is in alcohol, cigarettes, whatever it happens to be. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Stand up and be counted.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. I did something over the weekend that I have never, ever, 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 ever done before. I watched a full-length football game. Now, I've gone in people's homes and they'd have football on, and I see the little flashbacks that they put on CNN and this, but I'd never sat through a football game. And it just happened to be that Saturday night, Missouri played the Kansas Jayhawks and won. It was, a good game. I don't know enough about football to understand it, but I did understand the fact that there was 80,537 people at Arrowhead Stadium there in Kansas City watching this football game. Missouri, and I asked our sportsman here this morning, he says Missouri is now ranked number one. That doesn't mean they'll be number one, but that's the ranking, number one in the nation. I didn't even know we had a winning football team. Well, anyway, we do now. And if they beat Oklahoma this coming Saturday, they play for the national championship. So that's good stuff. But the interesting thing I saw there was 80,537 exuberant fans yelling and screaming, and I thought, wonder how many of them have any understanding of the North American Union, or what's in the Patriot Bill that destroys the Constitution, or how important the Constitution really is, or the Federal Reserve and what it means when our dollar just keeps losing its value, or any of the unconstitutional acts that are destroying our freedom, how many have any understanding of really what is going on in this nation? And if we could get just that one bunch, just those 80,537 people, to understand and get just half as excited as they were at that football game, it wouldn't take long to turn this country around. Anyway, I did watch a little bit of Meet the Press Sunday morning, and James Carville, and they were, the whole thing was about the Republican candidates, and they never mentioned Ron Paul until the program was about over, and then James Carville came on, and he said, you know, I just watched Ron Paul on Bloomberg. Bloomberg is another news network. And he says, Paul is raising $12 million, and he's going to, and I wish I'd have written down the quote that he said, but anyway, he's going to be some sort of a force. So he is beginning to be heard just a little bit on some of the major news shows. At least there's a lot of people that watch Meet the Press. So the Meet the Press watchers at least heard the name Ron Paul. As I mentioned last week, we had him on Friday. We only had him for 30 minutes, but it was interesting. I've gotten a lot of great comments about having Ron Paul on the program. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned. Now, I've had several people call and ask me about the Ron Paul dollar as to what actually happened. You know, where the feds came in, the FBI, the BATF, and they confiscated all the tons of silver from the people that do the Liberty dollars. Well, Alan Stang has an excellent article this morning, and he has the facts and the figures here, and he does a much better job of explaining it that I'm just going to use parts of his article. This showed up this morning in newswithfuse.com. You can get it there if you want to see the whole article. But he says, by now you know that George W. Bush, he spells George, J-O-R-G-E, Bush, B-O-O-S-H, Bush, recently conducted raids on the Liberty Dollar people in Indiana and on the Mint in Idaho. The Liberty Dollar is, well, it was, a gold or silver medallion or a certificate backed by those precious metals, and the Bush FBI conducted the raid because the corporations that control the Federal Reserve couldn't stand the competition. Remember that the Federal Reserve system is illegal because the act has that created it gives control of the nation's money to private entities, which Congress, under the Constitution, has no power to do. It is illegal for Congress to usurp power that it does not have. It is just as illegal for Congress to give its power away. The paper currency the Fed issues is a fraud on its face because it is not federal. There is no reserve, and it is not a note. A note is a promise to pay, and the Federal Reserve note promises to pay you absolutely nothing. It is nothing more than a piece of paper with fancy printing on it that has exactly the same status as a hot check at the local business, accepted only because they don't know the bank hasn't caught up with it yet. I think that gives a good description of what our dollars are. However dumbed down Americans are, they still understand that a chunk of gold or silver is more valuable than a piece of paper with numbers on it. The thieves apparently stole not just a mountain of precious metals. They also stole all the records, all the files, and the computers, so the Liberty Dollar Company has no way of knowing who owns what and cannot even communicate with the customers who have been robbed. They even stole the telephone manual, so the company cannot reformat the phones. They froze the company's bank accounts also, and that's what happened in Indiana. In Idaho, they stole even more gold and silver from the mint that makes the Liberty Dollars. Where Liberty Dollar customers store their holdings, the mint is an entity separate business from Liberty Dollar. Liberty Dollar does not own the mint. What does that tell you about the safety of your safe deposit box? Wasn't that one of FDR's solutions to the Fed's Great Depression, his theft of the people's gold? The U.S. Mint recently announced the Department of Justice prosecutors say the use of the Liberty Dollar medallions as circulating money is a federal crime. The government says that people who buy them should be aware they are not genuine United States Mint bullion coins and they are not legal tender. Well, the Liberty Dollar people do not claim the medallions or any such thing. The word coin is apparently federal property. You and I are forbidden to use that word or about anything flat and round made of gold or silver. And then he asked the question, could the development that precipitated the robbery of the delivery just a few days early of almost 2 tons of Ron Paul dollars, 60,000 of them, remember that Dr. No, that's Dr. Ron Paul, is a hero who wants to abolish the Federal Reserve System. Throughout his 20 years in Congress, he has argued honest money. He is the only candidate for president in either party who addresses the subject. Ron Paul is a man who risked everything, even his life, which I can assure you he is doing so by daring to challenge a conspiracy of world government. Imagine the effect had that mountain of Ron Paul dollars been allowed to flow forth. Imagine people across the country using them as a medium of exchange to buy and sell. Attractively designed, flat, round pieces of silver with the doctor's face on every one. No presidential candidate has ever enjoyed such a campaign tool. The result would have been electrifying. Yes, the robbery fallout itself will inspire his campaign, but nowhere near as much as a Ron Paul dollar would have in circulation. Again, I ask, did that obvious fact precipitate the crime? Probably the last thing world government terrorists wants would be President Ron Paul demanding that Congress abolish the Federal Reserve and the income tax. Remember, Hillary may have the machine, Edwards may have the hair, and Obama may have the color, and female impersonate Giuliani may have Pat Robinson, but Dr. No, He has the Constitution and a bunch of grassroots American citizens. And anyway, I thought that pretty well described the. Now, the article goes on, and he gives a lot of good advice on what to do, but I just thought I'd go as far as the Ron Paul thing there and what actually happened as far as the Liberty Dollar's concerned. And, Jeff, I looked at home. I didn't take that Liberty Dollar home. I'll bet you.
Uh-oh.
I hate to think that Beth would do something like that. But you know how these money-hungry women are. No.
You better take a break.
I'm one to. I can't imagine what happened to that Ron Paul dollar. They're worth like over $100 a piece now. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What are you giving for Christmas gifts this year? Well, I'm giving my friends a customized pocket knife from 3D Silversmiths, and they'll make a custom gift for you, too. Robert Asher is a professional silversmith, and he's real easy to work with. He produces beautiful handcrafted pieces. As a matter of fact, I had him make silver handcrafted belt buckles for my special friends last year, and they were beautiful. Call Robert at 3D Silversmiths to get him working on any kind of customized piece you can imagine. He does belt buckles of all kinds, badges, pocket knives, money clips, and more. But his specialty is Western-style jewelry, like bracelets, earrings, pendants, mini buckles, bolos, pins, tie tacks, you name it, he can produce it. And if you call now, you can get it done before Christmas. Custom designed and hand engraved. Call 3B Silversmiths, toll free 1-800-448-8558. That's 1-800-448-8558 or online at 3bsilversmiths.com. Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advance planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room and for you. That means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says a father is someone who carries pictures where his money used to be, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Today was vaccination day here at the Learfield building. I don't know how many head they put through the chute. I got there late. They're giving flu vaccinations, and I went in, and the little nurse was putting on her coat. She already had her purse zipped up. And she says, oh, do you want vaccinated? And she was taking her coat off. Now, I don't know why you have to take your coat off to give a shot. But I said, no, that's the last thing in the world I want is for you to vaccinate me. I just want to know what you're vaccinating these people with. So she gave me one of the little boxes, and it was not Tamiflu. Now, why I said that is because Tamiflu, remember back when we were talking about the bird flu thing back a couple of years ago, and the Department of Homeland Security was spending millions and millions of dollars on Tamiflu, and we were selling it all over, sending it all over the world, literally. And just this morning, I gave her a copy of this article, and she said, thank you. She didn't know what it was. When she gets home to read it, she'll find out. But anyway, this article, and I've put two or three of these articles together now because it's beginning to hit some of the other major newscasts. It could possibly be on, I would think, that the major news networks would carry these stories. But anyway, starts out with a picture of Donald Rumsfeld, and it says, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has made more than $5 million from selling shares in the firm that discovered and developed the drug Tamiflu. It's spelled T-A-M-I-F-L-U. And you did a Google on that and got all kinds of information. Yep. A man of very few words. He also retains shares worth $25 million or more. Tamiflu is bought in mass quantities by the government in order to treat a predicted outbreak of avian flu. Now, this article came out in May of 2006. The United States is sending a load. I don't know if it's a pickup truck load, if it is a boat load, a 747 load, whatever it happens to be, of Tamiflu to an undisclosed site in Asia for use in fighting a possible avian influenza pandemic. Now, remember, it went to Asia. Are you with me? Keep that in mind. They sent this load, whatever it was, to Asia. Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt announced that the U.S. government has a goal of stockpiling enough Tamiflu to treat 25% of the United States population. Leavitt said the nation will have 26 million treatment courses by December and 75 million by the end of next year. Or at the end of next year would be right now, okay? This was written in 2006. Bush, at that time, had spent $80 million stockpiling Tamiflu and other influenza drugs. All right, now let's move forward to up to date. The Washington Post carried this story, and it was written November the 24th, which was Saturday, okay? Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, experts at the FDA are recommending new label warnings about possible dangerous psychiatric side effects of influenza drugs, Tamiflu and Relenza, okay? Studies reveal 596 cases in which patients who took Tamiflu experienced neuropsychiatric events. Have you ever been on a psychiatric event, Jeff? I think that's what they had Saturday night when those 80,526 people were at that ball game. Anyway, but they say these psychiatric events that you get from the Tamiflu shot, such as delirium, delusions, hallucinations, the episode sometimes led to impulsive behavior and self-injury. Tamiflu is made by Rochelle. It's not Rochelle. It's Roche Holdings. R-O-C-H-E. Roche. Anyway. The problem, and this is the one that now Donald Rumsfeld owns, I don't know how many million shares. Says he also retained shares worth $25 million or more. So he's got a bunch of these shares in this particular company that makes Tamiflu. The problem tended to occur. Now, I'm going back to they give these people shots, and the problems tend to occur within 24 hours of first taking the drug. And the majority were in patients younger than 21 years of age, mostly in Japan. Now, Japan is in Asia, and I don't know if that load that we sent went to Japan or not, but most of the cases were in Japan. In 5 cases, the reported delirium resulted in death. And there were 3 reports of suicide in the adults. So this stuff, it might cure the flu. I don't know. You know, the flu can kill you, but then so apparently can Tamiflu, the vaccine. In the remaining report of delirium, patients were attempting to flee or escape from windows or balconies and were unsuccessful in their efforts, said the FDA documents. That's a federal drug administration. Tamiflu is available in pill and syrup form, can treat the symptoms of seasonal influenza. In a bird flu pandemic, experts think the drug would help reduce the length and severity of the symptoms. That is, if you don't first jump off of a balcony and commit sideways, okay? Safety concerns about Tamiflu arose 2 years ago after reports of 12 deaths and 32 cases of psychiatric problems in children in Japan. Labeling for Tamiflu in the United States notes that self-injury and delirium have occurred primarily among pediatric patients. That's little kids, okay? Now, the FDA regulators are recommending that U.S. labeling be updated to note that fatalities have occurred in adult and pediatric patients in Japan. The onset may be abrupt, and fatal events have occurred even while the patient is being monitored. In other words, they went to the hospital to get over it, and hey, they died right there and then, okay? Regulators say no causal link. Now, here they're covering their behind, you see. The regulators are being regulated by the administration. The administration, some of the people there in the administration, has made $5 million on this and owns $25 million worth of shares. Hey, we've got to tell those regulators to back off just a little bit, right? The regulators say no causal link has been established between the drug and the abnormal behavior. Delirium and other problems can be complications of influenza. You know, I've known a lot of folks that had the flu, and I never knew of a one of them that jumped off of a balcony because they had the flu, okay? The company spokesman, Terry Hurley, said reports of abnormal behavior were infrequent. Well, that means you got a chance that you're not going to be delirious or have a psychiatric effect. Regarding Relenza, that's another company, an antiviral drug made by SmithKline, studies turned up 115 cases of psychiatric problems. 70% were in Japan. No related deaths were reported. Now, William Schaffner is chairman of the Department of Preventive Medicine at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine in Nashville, Tennessee. He said the proposed warnings are prudent and appropriate. Now, I don't know how many people took flu shots here. They took them last. Were you in on any of that, Jeff? Did you know anything about it?
No, I didn't know they were coming, really. Yeah. If they gave me any notice, I ignored it. I forget. You know, they do that every year.
I know they do. And we'll just have to watch some of these people and see if you see one of them near a window or, you know.
Throw myself in front of the window?
Oh, absolutely. We have to take care of those folks. Now, I checked with the little girl that was doing the vaccinating, and they're not using Tamiflu here. But anyway, it's something to think about. But the thing to think about is why would the federal government buy $80 million worth of this stuff to treat 25% of the population if there's a chance that it's going to do harm to anybody? Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
America.
And we have returned. Jeff, if you and Beth want to know what you can do with your Christmas bonus, he smirked when I said Christmas bonus. You can do a real favor if you're a wildlife lover, and I know you are because you came out and killed a 10-point buck on our place, so I know you love that.
Uh-oh, she's back.
Hi.
She heard you.
What did I do, Beth? Dear Martin, am I supposed to read this? Keep those cards and letters coming in.
And Dean Martin said that at the end of his.
Oh, it was Dean Martin that said that.
And then they tell that it was from a radio guy.
Yeah, Dean actually borrowed that from the country DJ on the early 50s. Seemed to have been Wayne Rainey working for WCKY. No, it wasn't, because I heard it, and I know we couldn't have picked up WCKY.
Beth, don't.
You heard it on Dean.
No, I heard it when I was a little bitty kid.
Beth, don't leave. He's going to tell us what we can do with our Christmas bonus. Go ahead. We're listening, Derry.
Yeah, Beth came in here and brought this thing. But anyway, I don't know where. I think maybe a lot of people use that. That keep them cards and letters coming. Anyway, here you go, Beth. You can give yourself or those special wildlife lovers in your life a howling good gift and help protect America's wolves when you adopt a wolf. Have you ever thought about adopting a wolf? Adopt a gray wolf family and you'll receive a big 17-inch super cuddly plush wolf toy made out of real wolf hide. No, I added that. Now, you see, that might be worth something. I have a wolf hide at home. I spoke many years ago to the, I don't remember what association, whether it was a state or a national association. It was in Missouri, but it was a big meeting of the Fur Trappers Association. And they wanted to know what my honorarium was, and I said, I want a wolf hide. And they gave me, he's a monstrous thing. And I have him mounted. I wanted to take him back to the cabin, but I'm afraid the bugs would get him back there. So I've got him at home, and he'd be beautiful on the wall. The head is mounted, and then he's stretched out on kind of a, I don't know what it's on. It's like a velvet or something. Have you ever seen him?
Haven't seen him. Bring him in some.
Well, I did have him in here once, but it's been so long.
We can put him in the studio there.
Yeah. Well, they made me take down my mule pictures in here. I'm sure that wolf would be very politically incorrect. But he looks good. Anyway, you can adopt a gray wolf family, and you'll receive a big 17-inch super cuddly plush wolf toy, a personalized certificate of adoption with an attractive 5x7 wolf photo, and a fact sheet full of great information about these magnificent animals. You can also choose to receive a kid's wildlife activities book for that special young person in your life. Oh, boy. We're taking another... Where is the hour gone? Okay, we'll be back. Stay with us. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, it's Lou, owner of Steel Span Buildings, the best Quonset-style buildings in the world. Do you need a building to store your hay? Perhaps a bird-free place to keep your equipment? How about a building that won't collapse in an ice storm? Well, the time to buy is now. My year-end is November 30th, and I'm selling all remaining inventory at substantial discount. And here's the best part. A small deposit now holds your building until March 2008. That's right. Take immediate delivery or any time until March 2008 with no additional cost. Don't hesitate, as the popular sizes of 25-foot wide to 60-foot wide sell quickly.
Friends, take advantage of Lou's year-end pricing. Call him at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Visit the website at amsteelspan.com and learn why Lou has a better building hands down.
Friends, for just $35 a year, you can get the most beautiful magazine in the West. The Paragon, the quarterly publication of the Paragon Foundation. Give it as a gift. Here's the executive director, G.B. Oliver.
It's so very difficult doing what we do, but yet it's the most worthwhile thing in the world. We have the most worthwhile job that we will ever have because I think the decisions we make and the progress we make right now are going to determine whether our children and grandchildren grow up in a free country or they grow up in servitude. Unfortunately, people don't get involved in it till somebody's got them by the throat and taken everything that they own away from them. So this Paragon Foundation is absolutely dedicated to protecting those rights and protecting those properties that you have. And I don't know of another organization across the country that offers some of the things that we offer. I'm proud of it.
So pick up the telephone and dial toll-free 1-877-847-3443 and join the Paragon Foundation today. Online at paragonfoundation.org.
And we have returned. Now, we're in the home stretch here. I'm going to have to speed this up. I don't know how the hours get away so quickly. But anyway, you can adopt a gray wolf family. And I don't know, they don't have dollars in here as to what it's going to cost you to do that. I never did find it unless I've ripped it out. I've kind of messed this thing up. But anyway, if you don't have enough money to adopt a gray wolf family, you can just adopt a gray wolf. Or you can adopt a whole gray wolf pack, or adopt a gray wolf mom and pup. Not mom and pop, mom and puppy. Okay? You can take pride in knowing you're doing your part to protect America's majestic wolves for future generations to cherish. Wolves in America face, and the headlines here says, save wolves from senseless slaughter. Adopt one for Christmas. And I mentioned that Jeff could take his Christmas bonus and adopt this family of wolves. And a caller called in and said, can you do that for $10? I need that guy on my board. He sounds like a banker to me. Anyway, wolves in America face a highly uncertain future as plans are readied to remove vital protections and clear the way for the massacre of hundreds of wolves in the greater Yellowstone area of the American Southwest. In Alaska, a state-sanctioned slaughter from the sky continues as aerial gunners shoot wolves from aircraft. That'd be a fun thing to do. Or chase them to exhaustion. Then land and shoot them at point-blank range. Now, why would you land and shoot them at point-blank range? It'd be more fun to hit a running target, wouldn't it? I'd think. In the greater Yellowstone region, one of the greatest conservation victories in decades could be destroyed as federal officials plan to lift critical protections for wolves and turn over management duties to states they want to massacre hundreds of wolves within their borders. In the Southwest, fewer than 60 wolves struggle to maintain a foothold in the wild as anti-wolf forces rally to eliminate their very existence. But by adopting a gray wolf family, you'll support our work to save these magnificent animals. They don't put any figures in here as to what it's going to cost. But anyhow, we're fighting to keep the critical federal protections in place for gray wolves in the greater Yellowstone and northern Rockies regions so that wolves will be protected for future generations. So whether you adopt a gray wolf family, a gray wolf pack, or a gray wolf mom and pup, you can take pride in knowing you're doing your part to protect America's majestic wolves for future generations to cherish. Now, the person that emailed this to me is pretty much on the same wavelength that I am, and she says, difficult as it may be for some folks to imagine, in real life, real wolves eat things like dogs and children, even adults, livestock, and they do things like sport kill. And we know that. I mean, wolves will get started and they just like to, they're dogs. They're dogs. You turn a couple dogs loose in a pen with baby pigs or lambs, and they're going to kill the whole gob. They'll do chickens, anything. Anyway, real wolves, when protected so people cannot protect themselves, view people and other animals as food and sport. The only senseless slaughter is what's outside the city limits to the real people. Their pets, their livestock, and wildlife living in range of real wolves, brought to them courtesy of the public private partnerships that catch captive breed and then sick the real wolves on the real people. Well, Jeff, I'll bring my my beautifully tanned black Canadian wolf. I'll bet that thing, I haven't picked it up for a long time. I've got it laying over a divan down in the basement. But I'd say from the tip of his nose to the tip of his tail, he's tall as I am. I'm 6'1", so... Anyway, so much for the wolves. You can adopt one for Christmas if you like. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
with